With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is pursuing the origins of the Russia collusion hoax, and some high-ranking Obama administration officials, along with the former president himself, are the target of some serious allegations.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard Wednesday released a previously classified House report, her second such disclosure after accusing the intelligence community of a, quote, treasonous conspiracy in its review of foreign influence in the 2016 election.
President Obama directed an intelligence community assessment to be created to further this contrived false narrative.
The report, a 2020 product from the House Intelligence Committee, casts doubt on Russian President Vladimir Putin's interest in the 2016 election and his desire to aid President Trump in the contest. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Former President Obama's office calls the allegations against Mr. Obama bizarre, ridiculous, and a weak attempt at distraction. Recent appeals court ruling opens the door to private contractors overseeing federal illegal immigration detention centers.
Judges issued a 2-1 ruling to overturn the New Jersey ban, which means CoreCivic can continue operating the state's Elizabeth Detention Center. CoreCivic is facing a similar battle in Kansas after the company was blocked from housing illegal immigrants in ICE custody. The ruling comes as the Trump administration seeks to crack down on illegal immigration, and some have suggested privatizing federal immigration detentions will help increase the speed of removals. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
An appeals court has ruled the Trump administration's attempt to end birthright citizenship unconstitutional. 49 passengers, 6 crew members on board a plane that crashed and burned in eastern Russia near the border with China. No relief yet for parts of the South and the Midwest. They're suffering through a deadly heat wave. Wall Street, Dow futures down 159. This is SRN News. With the 2028 Los Angeles Games not far off, the U.S. Olympic Committee has decided to bar men from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Trump, which threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing males to play against females. The policy is listed under the USOC Athlete Safety Policy and follows a similar move by the NCAA earlier this year. National governing bodies for various sports, such as swimming and track and field, are expected to comply with the directive. The International Olympic Committee is also considering a ban on men in women's sports. Officials in some states taking aim at higher education, seeking to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. And this is SRN News. It's been a bumpy ride of late for electric vehicle maker Tesla.
Sales and profits dropped sharply again in the latest quarter for the third quarter in a row. The car company has faced boycotts for months. Revenue dropped 12% and profits slumped 16% as buyers continued to stay away. Quarterly profits at the electric vehicle, battery, and robotics company fell to $1.17 billion. That's down from $1.4 billion. Revenue fell from $25.5 billion to $22.5 billion, but slightly above Wall Street's forecast. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Three Lorain, Ohio police officers have been shot. They were ambushed by a heavily armed gunman who later died in a shootout with police. Authorities say that two of the officers are hospitalized in serious condition while the third officer suffers non-life-threatening injuries. More details, SRNNews.com.